afternoon, good evening. As I say repeatedly, I have no idea what time you're hearing this broadcast because, well, this is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galaganov.com, and I'm Howard Galaganov, and, well, it's not a scorcher of a day, but the humidity seems like 100%. It's not been the greatest summer in the world, not here, probably not anywhere, but anyways, you didn't tune in to hear me talk about summer and how horrible the season has been, but I will talk about communism, or as the left like to call it, socialism, as the more creative left like to call it, American socialism. It's all about communism. Anytime the government tells you what you have to do with your money, or what you have to do in order for the government to take away your money to give to somebody else, is communism. And it's it literally takes away your freedoms. And it's not a stretch to even imagine that. For example, if I came up to you on the street and you didn't know me from a hill of beans, and I said, by the way, how much money do you have in your wallet? I want half. You would tell me to take off, and that would be the end of it. And if I insisted upon taking half of your money, you'd call a cop because I'd be stealing. Well, that's exactly what the government does. They steal. They come to you and they say, we want to take your money, and we're going to spend your money the way we want to spend your money. As a matter of fact, we want to spend your money on people who don't have any money. And they don't have any money because they don't want to work for any money. And they don't want to work for any money because they don't have to work for any money, because they know that we, the government, will continue to give them your money as long as they continue to give us their votes. That's exactly what socialism is. That's exactly what communism is. And, you know, we keep hearing about the horrors of Nazism, and Nazism was as horrible as it gets. But you know something? Over 100 million people have died under the guise or the banner of communism, whether it was in Russia, whether it was in China. No matter where communism has raised its ugly head, millions, hundreds of millions of people have died, whether it's in Cuba, now in Venezuela. In any country, so I don't care what they call it. They can call it socialism, they can call it American socialism, they can call it whatever the hell they want. But it's communism. And communism is a despicable form of government. It's not even a form of government. It's a form of control. It's a form of some elitist sitting in some capital somewhere telling you how you have to live your life to benefit their lives. This is wrong. That's not why America became the greatest country that has ever been, and is still, well, it's on shaky grounds, but somewhat still the greatest country that has ever been. But I'll tell you something. If Donald Trump didn't win this past election, and Hillary Clinton did win this past election, it would be a different America. It would be a continuation of Barack Hussein Obama. America would be moving closer, ever closer and faster to a one-world government, where a whole bunch of elitists from all over the globe will be telling Americans how they have to live their lives. We see it in Canada. We see it now. Canada has signed on to all kinds of international treaties that we shouldn't be a part of, whether it's in gun control or whether it's in how we're going to spend our Canadian tax dollars to help people like Palestinians who only want to kill Jews and burn forests and farms in Israel. We see it now. I'm living it every day. And we can't afford for America to go down this path, because if America falls, the whole world falls with America. That's why it's really important for Donald Trump to be as successful as he possibly can be. And more importantly, for you to go out there and make sure that you spread the word that socialism is communism, that communism is evil, and that you have to get every person you could think of to go out there and convince everyone who would vote Democrat or vote anywhere towards the left that they're voting against themselves. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov on the internet, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, have a great, great day.